The Ryback Show starts now. Welcome to the Ryback Show Tuesday Live, presented by Feed Me More Nutrition Premium Supplement, sweetened with stevia and monk fruit. No artificial sweeteners or colors. Vegan friendly for men and women. Men and women, feedmemore.com. Save 20%. As always, for joining this show, listening to this show, watching this show, subscribing to this show at Ryback Show 20. Discount code Ryback Show 20 at checkout on feedmemore.com. The absolute greatest supplements on the planet. We are hooking you up, giving you all kinds of deals, guys. Got a spin and win wheel on there as well. You get 25% off if you sign up for our weekly text and email, which is a message each of positivity and a big discount, not made available anywhere else, guys. A lot of hookups, a lot of discounts, and 20% just for listening to this show. Or you can tune out now and just never listen ever again. Still get the 20%. Good to see all of you guys. Great day, beautiful day. Jeff Bezos went to space, and life is good. Life is good. Thank you very much. See the comments come in. We're streaming live, as always, on Instagram. Thank you, everybody. The Rybacker. Rybackers over on Instagram and TikTok as well. The Lunar Echo asks, how do you make videos when you're having a very bad day? Well, maybe don't make videos. I'm trying to think of a time. I always try to make sure I'm in a good mindset, like where I'm not, you know, there's something that didn't happen that I'm upset. Or if I am, I wait a bit until I'm not as upset over something. But it doesn't always. I mean, sometimes, you know, the feathers get ruffled. You know, sometimes that carries over a bit, depending on. But it just, you know, if you got stuff you got to get done, you got to get it done. You know, so you got to put that as a priority and do your best to try to dissect your feelings on why you're having a bad day and what you could do to fix it. Trust me, I get it. Deal with social media suppression. You want to talk about having a bad day since 2016? This is such, and I don't let it stop me because I was like, I can't control it, but I can bring awareness to it and do the things that make me happy. And focus on those things, and everything will work out the way it's going to work out through my hard work and positivity and effort. I firmly believe that. But if you're having a bad day, you just got to shift out of that negative into a positive as quickly as possible. But bad days happen, man. Bad days are a part of life. But I always say, you know, I've had times where I've been stressed or upset, and I go to bed and I wake up and I go to bed though, and I know I'm going to, you know, tomorrow's a new day. It's a new day. Yes, it is. That, you know, I'm going to possibly feel better. And more often than not, I do completely recharged, you know, but I do the things. I get to bed. I get a good night's rest, wake up feeling refreshed and energized and ready to attack the day. So, you know, so you don't want those to carry over. You don't want to string together a bunch of bad days into weeks, into months, into years, and then eventually it's a bad life, you know. But you got to, happiness is inside of us. And that's what even things, and trust me, I'll talk about a lot more things down the road. Like I have some pretty good reasons I know the things that make me happy and I really concentrate. I go all in on those or I put my priority on those and really enjoy that, you know, getting to sit outside with my dogs and be home when I lived on the road all the time and was unhappy in hotel rooms and always in pain. And I'm not in pain anymore. I got my health back. I'm still a young guy in my 30s. I look the same as I did 10 years ago, pretty much. And I'm like, life is good. You know? Yeah. There were some things I would like to be going on, but life is good for the most part. And I really focus on those. Beautiful, beautiful home, you know, home, $750,000 house. I'm okay with that. Is it the biggest house in the world? No. Is it the most expensive house in the world? No. But it's a damn nice home. It's paid for and I'm happy. Cars are paid for. Car and a truck completely paid for. Life is good. Got a big supplement company that just keeps getting better and better. You know, but I bring awareness to the things that aren't good, but I try to just appreciate the things that are. We've got two amazing dogs, Sophie and Little Guy. Sophie's alive. That's a win. knowing the story, and you know the story on Sophie. Every day I get to spend with them. And before I go to bed, I give them kisses every night before I go to bed because I know we just had another great day. And because I've been through so many with her that I didn't know if it was going to be another day. So, you know, you got to, you learn to appreciate the small things or what seems like small things at the moment that you'll look back on. And that's something I've really, really become more self-aware on. So, no, I'm going to look back at very fond memories of these times. Kevin says, I wish the big guy Ryback would get back in the ring and beat them all. Trust me, Kevin, I know, I understand. I get a lot of DMs every day. I get random messages on posts that have nothing to do with wrestling that people I'm forever grateful for it. We're getting closer. I just did the softball again. I've probably got about an hour and change on the softball, and there will be another hour put in tonight before I go to bed. And it's really, really, we're getting into this thing now, and I'm getting some deep, deep scar tissue as the range of motion, and it's a beautiful thing. So I see the Dr. Carlos and Dr. Sean tomorrow as well here in Vegas. If you guys ever check them out on my Instagram, and they're on TikTok as well. They're out of the Extreme Couture facility, which I told you guys, I met Francis Ngannou, what was it, 2 weeks ago? I think it was 2 weeks ago. Wait, or was it a week ago? I think it was 2 weeks ago. It was when I snapped the neck of Dr. Carlos. I met Francis there. He trains there. Talk about a big dude. That guy's a big guy. He very nice, very nice. We just said hello and just told him it was nice to meet him. And that was that, I'm sure. You know, I go there a lot. So the chances are, I hadn't read, Moxley goes there a lot too, actually, trains there. Moxley does the MMA training there, which I would love to do there once everything's good. But that place, that's the place to be. That place in Vegas is top notch. They've got killers there. But they're those guys, Dr. Carlos and Dr. Sean. They're out of there from Dr. Bo Hightower. If you've seen his stuff, man, they're great. Such great guys. They've helped me so much with all of this and been so kind to me in understanding this. And it's been truly, I've been truly blessed to have met the people I've met to help me with this because it's never been done. And I'm stubborn enough to believe I could do it. And my back already has been done. So now it's just the rest of the scar tissue in the shoulder. And I promise you I'll be back. I promise you. It's just I don't have a time frame because it's I'll know. I'll just know based off where this is at. And then I'm telling you, and I've always been very honest, we're getting close. So get in the ring. Kevin says, I've been a fan of WWE and you are a cool guy. Get in the ring and beat Bobby because he doesn't respect the WWE title belt. I think he got me mixed up with Goldberg there, Kevin. Goldberg's actually going to be the guy that they're bringing into Vegas. Who knows? Maybe the big guy will show up and shell shock Bill Goldberg out at Allegiant Stadium and then challenge him to a retirement match at WrestleMania. That's how we're going to get the people in. Whoever loses between me and Bill will retire. And it ties into my Twitter poll. We both point to the sign. People tune in. Guys, one of us is going to retire at WrestleMania. Is it the guy in his prime or the older guy at the time? Bill looks great, by the way. I thought Bill looked fantastic last night. Because Bobby's jacked out of his mind. I'm a big fan of Bobby Lashley. I've always gotten along really well with Bobby. We both came from OVW. He left there. He was there for a little when I was there, and then he was gone. Or we'd had interactions. He might have already been gone, but I'm super, super proud. Bobby's had an amazing career, and he left. He left early, walked out. A lot of people, he had his differences, as pretty much almost everyone does. You know, he decided to come back. I thought he had a kick-ass MMA career, which I'm sure is not even done. You know, he had some badass fights, man. And then he goes back and he's, you know, he he does his thing, and he's now the champion. So I'm excited for him, and I think that's a good match. I think that's good. Like that, people, I don't get upset over any of that. I'm not. I took myself out of the game to get my health, and you know, it's you know, I just want my social media back and keep living my life, and then I know what I want to do wrestling wise, and I want it all to be over with. But I think that's going to be. It looks like the SummerSlam card shaping up to be pretty big between that, and then you got Cena and Roman. Be curious to see how good Cena looks as far as in the ring. He looked a little smaller to me, which is, I mean, understandable with the movies and just knowing things. He's, you know, but I'm sure he'll beef up a bit before that. What else do we got going on? Yeah, the promos for me and Bill would Bill just be saying, "You're next," and me screaming, "Feed me more." Just every week from SummerSlam all the way to WrestleMania. No other verbiage. The writers keep it simple. Feed me more. You're next. Who's retiring? Book it. Kidding. I'll never wrestle there ever again, guys. Don't worry. I'll sneak into Allegiant Stadium, though, just to shell shock him. Jump the rails and hit him with a shell shock. I'm pretty confident I could do that. And then I know the WWE security. I'm pretty confident I could fend them off and jump the rails. I'd be shot eventually, but I'm pretty confident I can get pretty far. Why do you, man? You guys were having a nice, pleasant conversation. Everything is going well. And then we always got the Jeffrey or the Karen. What do you think about the mask situation? I don't know. There's no mask. I'm in Vegas. Life is beautiful here. I think the majority of people are over it. You know, it depends how much you watch the news too. I don't watch the news and get caught up in all the BS. I've also not been sick in over 8.5 years. I take my kick out immune system support by Feed Me More Nutrition. I highly recommend all of you to go buy that right now. Say 20% discount code Ryback Show 20. And then, what's it called? And also I'm vegan, which research has shown, studies have shown, people on the vegan diet are 70% less likely to contract COVID or have a serious case of COVID. It's one or the other. But it, and again, I've never been involved in a study, so I don't really take studies seriously unless the study involves me, which my study of 8.5 years is I've not been sick. So, but I think everybody should do what they feel they need to do. You know, there are some people that wear masks in the gym. Cool. I don't get upset over it. I think that's great. And then the majority of people don't. I personally don't think working out in masks is something that should be a thing. I think it's actually detrimental to us to train in mask and limit oxygen, especially with the a lot of the stuff that I do, which is why, you know, when COVID all started, I trained at home for a long time just because I didn't want to, even when the gyms reopened here, for a while, the gyms closed. I had my gym. That was a real blessing. I got people messaging me, "Can I come train at your gym?" No. Not going to leave it. Just let people, yeah, you know, hopefully everything gets back to normal. I just believe I think there's so many things a strong immune system can be achieved in many ways. You know, if you choose to want to go get a vaccine or anything, I completely support you. And if you don't, I completely support you, you know, and I don't buy into the turn people against people, you know, thing. It's just crazy. My thing is, if you go get the vaccine and we're dealing with people that don't have the vaccine and they're the ones supposedly getting sick, you know, whatever, right? Why do you care? They've made a choice. They're not, if you've got the vaccine, do your thing and let the people that don't want to get it do their thing. But I recommend, though, that people strengthen their immune systems one way or another. Like I said, there's multiple ways to go about it. It's funny that the news is not in the media. Very few are doing the things, giving people the actual resources Even if you go get the vaccine, there's things you can do to strengthen your immune system that should be being publicized daily, daily, to remind people, eat your fruits and vegetables, eat this, do that. They're not. Take your immune system boosters. They work. They legit work. But, you know, let me see what else we got going on here. Joe asked, was I a bully in school? No, I was the Robin Hood at school. I would beat up the bullies there. And that happened multiple times. When I was younger, I fought quite a bit. Never lost a fight either. We talked about that the other day. I was a scrappy kid. I remember I got in a fight once. It was like the friends, me and my group of friends, and then this other thug, the thug group. They were the bad guys for sure. 100% they were the bad guys. Just bad kids, bad eggs. And we were the good kids. We played sports. We got along with people. We loved animals. These other guys, they were bad eggs. And we set a time and a location, and it was right off the street, Sugarfoot, if I'm not mistaken. Michael Way was the street, and there was a desert right near Sugarfoot and Michael Way. And I saw, I think, a Van Damme movie prior. And so I decided to go into this fight with a very heavy kick game. And I hadn't practiced those kicks, but they paid off from what I saw. Luckily, the big guy had a good memory for what those Jean-Claude Van Damme kicks. And I started off, the guy wasn't expected. He thought we were going to go straight fist to fury. And I threw some side kicks. He wasn't ready for him. Wasn't ready. Got him with a nice body shot. Took him down. Yeah. That was prior to the shell shock. So there was no meat hooker shell shock. Creation Matrix says, Ryback, your fat burner, he's referring to the Shell Shock Extreme Fat Burner, our number one bestseller, by the way, has been working wonders for me, so I would like to say thank you. Man, I love to hear it. Happy customers is what I'm all about, man. I want people to be happy. This stuff is my life. So I'm not, I assure you, nothing is a scam, nothing is snake oil. This is all stuff I've been using, and it works very well. And I've got a pretty decent mind for the supplement game. I've been doing this for a big chunk of my life. So it's, and I tell people, if you work, the supplements will work for you. And they go hand in hand with a proper diet and a work ethic. And I'm a big believer in investing in our bodies and our health and fitness. And the supplements will work if you work. But if you just sit back and, you know, and this is not counting, like, obviously the GTS sleep aid, you could take that and just take it for night and you're going to go to bed, you know, or the wake up a little bit of energy. You just take it. You're going to have energy with that stuff, right? The big guy testosterone booster, you take it. You're going to increase your natural testosterone, your free testosterone. If you want to build more muscle with it too, it's going to be beneficial to do weight training with it. But there's stuff you can take. The Hope Spot mood and stress support. You could take that. You're going to feel a little better. You're not going to have as much anxiety and things of that nature. So the brain feed, you're going to have a little bit better memory and focus. I take it every morning with my wake up unlimited energy. Stuff works. It works. I don't remember when you joined some of these, but I mean, I do remember names, Fabian. I'm pretty decent with names, like Walter. I remember Walter. Me and Walter have talked on here. Walter asked, let me pull this up on the screen. David says Ryback sucks. Oh, you're mean, David. That's really mean. Here we are having a good time, and you tell me I suck. Well, what should I do? Poor me. Wait, that wasn't... Oh, thank you, Dominic. We have pink lemonade, mango candy, and green apple in the wake up. Where was that question from Walter, or the thing? Well, let me pull Walter up here. Good to see you, Chuck. chatted with my folks. They wanted me to tell you thank you for answering them last night. They're very welcome. My dad, who's taken it, my mother and our family friend with Parkinson's I spoke of, are all ordering. Good deal, Walter, man. Thank you very much. And I honestly, I really, really hope that that helps. That's I appreciate you guys for the support. And I truly, truly hope the products can provide some relief. It's I get it. I get it. And I like I said, I take the 1-2-3 muscle joint tendon. You know, it helps me having full-blown arthritis in my right shoulder. And I don't feel like I have arthritis in my right shoulder. I really believe it's that plays a big part of it. And then further, my diet being even better and going vegan and getting that inflammation down further and breaking up all that scar tissue. But it's the stuff is very beneficial. If it's, and again, I can't say it's going to work for everybody, but I think for more often than not, the products are going to work for people. Yeah, I do need to do, I got to, when I go back to Illinois with the fulfillment company, I got to get out there. I talked to them quite a bit and I've been out there. I got to get back. And to the manufacturer, there's so much stuff going on in Cali though, still. I do need to schedule another deal. That would be good. I would like to actually do a commercial for Feed Me More Nutrition, like walking through wearing the hard hat. Because when you go to the facility, you got to put on the uniform because you're around supplements and they're making stuff all day long. They work with a lot of companies. And I would like to actually, I've got a creative in mind. I've had for actually a couple of years to do a commercial. I would like to meet hooking somebody like doing like a brand with artificial sweeteners or colors. And like, I get pissed off and then meat hook his ass. And like where we make it known that like, cause Feed Me More Nutrition is natural with no artificial sweeteners or colors. And then ends up with somebody getting shell shocked and, you know, me, you know, getting escorted out of the building, but something about Feed Me More Nutrition. We're just better than the rest. would I go to AEW if they called you? Well, I talked to Cody, guys. I haven't talked to him in a couple weeks. But I don't know what you guys – like, I don't know what else to tell you, like with my shoulder. I'm always – like, I feel like nobody thinks I don't know people in wrestling. You're like, me and Cody used to live together. And that doesn't mean I'm going to go there and wrestle. That doesn't mean they want me. But, like, I you know, let me get my shoulder better. And I think, you know, I've there's other places too, you know. I'm not – I don't – WWE is not going to be a thing no matter what. I can't go back into that environment. And there's two places that I would be open to doing business with. And I believe things will be great, but we gotta wait and see. I don't look ahead. Why? I got to get my shoulder to the point that I know. And I've already had discussions. I had discussions last year over something and I'm not going to even get into about coming in. And I physically can't. Or I'm not like, it was a no-brainer. It was literally, I can't. And, you know, and it's not, no discussions on anything else past that. And then, you know, stuff this year and let me get better. I've been pretty clear on it. Let me get better. And then that's out of the equation. Now we can get down to business. And we don't have to try to figure out a date I don't know a date. So why put that pressure on myself? And then I'm not ready. I'm life is amazing. Life is great. I'm happy. I'm in my 30s. I'm young. I don't got any gray hairs. Let's just enjoy life. Get this shoulder where it is, and then we'll be throwing a lot of Beyond Meat hooks. Yeah, guys, I highly recommend you don't watch a lot of those wrestling stuff news channels. A lot of those things, what they're doing is they don't care about anybody other than getting clicks and making money. And it's one of the unfortunate things. And it's not just in the wrestling industry. It's in a lot of industries where you got journalists and that in that whole bunch, there'll always be a few decent ones or good-hearted ones, but the majority are just pure evil. And it is what it is. All right, Power Surge, we're going to have to put you in a timeout. David says, oh, you're upset over that, David? Ah, David, why are you so upset over the chips video? Hold on, let's read that out loud. David's really pissed off over that chips video. David, we can pull David up on the screen. If you guys want to follow David and send him messages privately, you're allowed to. I don't condone it though. David says, stop eating chips, making videos, and not saying anything. You are better than that. David, that was an ASMR video. That was the point. There's a large portion of the population, David. Just so you understand why those videos were made. When I made the YouTube and we were getting a lot of views early on, and it was to reach out to as many different audiences to remind them that Ryback existed because my social's being suppressed. And in YouTube, that was before things got weird on YouTube. So I found out about the ASMR community and that there's a large portion of the population that enjoys watching people eat with a special microphone that makes crunchy when you eat crunchy foods. I thought it was very odd. I go, it's a little odd, but I make a lot of videos and make funny videos, kind of a comedian sometimes. I think so anyways. And after reading a lot of different business books and marketing books, I go, hey, I think that will be a good demographic to reach out to and get a portion of that audience to Ryback TV. So I follow the rules and the guidelines of the ASMR community. You know, there were some where I talked lightly or whispered. And then there was that one, I believe. I don't think I said a word. I just ate chips with an intense stare to be funny, actually, because I thought it was hilarious. And that video now has over 1 million views. And that video is going to get millions and millions of views. And I will not be shocked if at some point in time that video lands me an endorsement deal doing something with a chip company. So you might think I'm better than that, but I own a brand called Feed Me More Nutrition. And that is my brand and my business. And everything else I do, what I'm doing right now, all ties into Feed Me More Nutrition. And if you're an entrepreneur, if you get that, you understand that and you go, oh, that guy's killing it. That guy understands social media pretty well. And I've learned from some of the best. And I continue to learn. Right? So, you know, I greatly appreciate you thinking I'm better than that, but this is what you do, my man. Attention is the name of the game. And David, I got your attention. You're here, my man. You're fully all in on you're a Rybacker whether you want to be or not, man. So thank you. Yes, I've met Batista. Me and Batista faced off at the Royal Rumble, guys. I believe I was more jacked than him, but Dave was still jacked. I like Dave a lot. I've already given Vince a meat hook clothesline during the Nexus. You guys could go back and find that. I don't know if it's on there. I gave him a stiff clothesline back in the day, even because, well, he told us to. He told me to hit him hard. So I laid it into him pretty decent. And not the line, the tackle part of it. He was beat up after that, not just for me, from all of it. And that was he was already old back then. Yeah, I remember he was all shook up backstage. I've never seen any of the death matches. I've never watched one death match my entire life. I think if you like that thing, great. I've just never watched them. Appreciate all the love and support. Nick asks, how do you get more motivated to get fit? Fix your mood, fix your food, you fix your mood. Better diet, you'll have more energy. That will lead to more motivation. You will do more in your life. You will then feel better. It's honestly that simple. What else do we got to see? All of our supplements are for men and women outside of just the big guy testosterone booster. It's just for men. No, I don't drink V8. I used to when I was younger have a little bit of it, but I think that stuff, I think there's much better options. Namely, just eating vegetables. Mert, I'm a vegan 11 months and 1 week now to the date. What does being put in a timeout mean here? It means you're getting your ass close to getting shell-shocked into a pit of spikes, my friend. Usually I'll go straight for the shell shock, but I meat hooked him into timeout first. So hopefully he's woozy and dazy when he comes back, and he's woozy and dizzy, and he has a little bit better attitude. They're humbled. And if not, then they get a boot to the gut and shell-shocked down a pit of spikes. Blocked forever from Rybackville. That would be pretty cool to go back and shell shock Vince and Hunter. That would be, they would, Vince, there's not going to be any jumping from Vince at that point. That, oh, definitely could do it though. Weight wise, that's not even a problem. That guy's pretty damn strong. Rye Great. Yeah, I like the name Rye Great. Daniel Bryan's hype just ruined Batista's comeback. I don't know what that means, Mert. Who was my favorite wrestlers growing up? I've talked about this a lot. I didn't hate anyone. I always liked everyone for the most part. But Razor and Diesel were two for a period. It didn't get any bigger than them. British Bulldog was always on that list. Bret Hart was always on that list. Shawn Michaels was always on that list of guys that I was always liked. I mean, Undertaker during that, you know, that was, but I really Razor Diesel and British Bulldog. And when you think about it, I feel like my personality between the three of them in wrestling is a very, like a hybrid of all of them in a way. Nash is absolutely awesome. I think my sense of humor, like Nash, getting to spend a week with him in Columbia too, man, that guy's, he's funny as shit. I could sit around and talk to Nash all day long about nothing and just be entertained and have like, and learn. He's smart as shit. That guy, he's a smart dude. Has alcohol ever been a problem for me? 1 year in Louisville, but that was by choice though. I drank pretty heavily for a year in Louisville, Kentucky. Very functional, but I mean hard liquor. And coincidentally, that was the year I aged and I noticed it more than any year of my life, which definitely was connected. And then I just chose to stop, and I did, and I stopped, and then I was like, okay, I'm good. I can have drinks again. I've always been pretty good with that stuff, actually. I'm like, okay. It was a conscious decision to do it every day. It never was like, oh, my God, I need this to live. It was like, no, I want to get drunk. And I did, but it was extreme. But I worked out every day, worked 50, 60 hours every week at the Smoky Bones restaurant. Drank at the restaurant at times. That's when it got its worst. That's when I was getting close to where I had to start pulling it back a little bit, but I'd make a big 64. I'd have one of those big, huge gas station cups and I'd fill it with Burnett's flavored vodka. And then I'd have usually Diet Mountain Dew or Diet Doc, usually Diet Mountain Dew. I think every once in a while I would do a Diet Cola or Diet Dr. Pepper, but it's usually Diet Mountain Dew. So unhealthy in so many ways that period, and chewing tobacco. But I was just numb, just kept me numb, but while I stayed active and busy. And there was a lot going on. Bad breakup. Not bad just from the sense that that was an intense relationship. But I'd fill that up and I would keep it in the car and I'd work and I'd go take sips. I wouldn't get like wasted or anything, but it would make me feel better. And even then, at night, I would watch Wedding Crashers and then watch WrestleMania tapes. So, like, even drinking, I was still, like, I'd go train every day. I was watching my wrestling matches. I was doing things that were beneficial for me, but I had to stop because it was just too much at some point. But that was the only point with alcohol that I was young. I was 24 at the time. So 23, 24. So never since. Nepal, what's going on? I'm not a bodybuilder. I'm a lot of things, but I don't know if I classify myself as a bodybuilder. Umar says, I've lost 18 pounds from the Feed Me More Nutrition Shell Shock Fat Burner. Hell yeah, my man. I'm actually dropping some weight myself as I've cut my carbs at night, and I've already dropped a couple pounds, and as I continue to get leaner. David says, weren't you embarrassed going in the ring? David, I don't know what's wrong with you, David, but I have a feeling you got something wrong with you. So we're going to just block you. Wish David the best, though. Wish David the absolute best. Have I tried Beyond Meat? Yeah, I use the No Evil brand chicken and barbecue pork. I use a little bit of the Beyond patties. I'm going to give you guys one. I just discovered these this past week. Gardein makes really, really good plant-based ground beef. And what I'll do is I use two servings a day total, one serving in my morning performance meal and one in my post-workout meal with a lot of greens. And, it's 18 grams of protein per serving, and it tastes really, really good. It's the closest thing I've had to ground beef since I've gone vegan. And they did a great job on it. And the macros on it are pretty damn good. But I use that a little bit to get my protein up a little more. But I do primarily vegetables. I do some fruits in the morning. I make my beans. I've got a big thing of red and pinto beans in there now. Black rice, I make that in advance. At lentils, I make that in advance. And then I put these all together in the pot. A little bit of olive oil with my first meal, a little coconut MCT oil on my other performance meal. My lunch is always a ISO Hungry plant-powered protein shake. Three scoops of that, two scoops of this Naked Mass chocolate weight gainer. I do two tablespoons of raw organic cacao powder. And then one serving of natural peanut butter with a little bit of ice and water blended up. That's my second meal of the day. The third is the performance meal, very low carbs, all greens with the plant-based meats and some nutritional yeast. And then my last meal has been almond or cashew milk blueberry yogurt, just one of those little blueberry yogurts. I put it in a bowl. I'll put a serving of chia seeds. I'll put two servings of hemp hearts. So that right there, and then a scoop of seitan powder with a little bit of water because the seitan can make it thicker. So I put the water, and it mixes together so great, and it tastes amazing. And I get 50 grams of protein in that, and it's low carb because there's not that many carbs in the yogurt. And that's been my last meal, and then with two servings of barbecue pistachios with that, and those are my meals. But my performance meals are pretty damn big. The two performance meals that I do, and that weight gainer shake with that. So I get my calories for the day, but I only eat four meals total. And that's more than enough. Not Satan like the devil, Seitan, S-E-I-T-A-N. It's a lot. It's what most of the plant-based meats use. It's a natural wheat gluten that is just low carb, pure protein. And hold on, what was that video? It's absolutely, it has a meat-like texture when it's flavored and cooked accordingly. Let's see. Walter says, I saw your video on the scar tissue breakup with the popping. That was extremely loud. Has it gotten more relaxed, or is there still bad stiffness with the scar tissue? So there's still a lot of scar tissue in there. That particular area, I got to work on again tonight. Then what happens is I got to do this over and over and over. And there's tissue even deeper what's happening is that's like the first few layers that has finally decided to start going. Now I got to get really deep into there. And it just keeps going. And it's just repetition of breaking that tissue down. And then it explodes. And that happens in all these other areas. And I'm really working on my rhomboids right now and into my trap with my external rotation, because that is so, the scar tissue in that is what was limiting my external rotation. And it's crazy because I'll have to like force the motion, and then the tissue, I could feel where it's at. And then it feels so good when it breaks. In my arm, I feel the range of motion increase with every crack. It's just doing that over and over. And there's no stiffness in that. It's just the stiffness is I got to get rid of that scar tissue. And once that's gone, it's just then making sure all the muscles and supporting muscles are all strong, which is what I do a lot of the rehab stuff for every week. And I'm just going to be better. So it's just a matter of, I got to get a little more scar tissue around my scapula. That's like messing with me on some chest stuff still, mainly incline. But we're almost there, and I can feel it. And I know, it's getting close, man. So it's just got to keep, it's pretty mentally exhausting doing this all the time, but I've come so far. I'm just like, well, what am I going to do? Stop now? No, this time was not going to be wasted. So, but yeah, man, it's, that was intense. I didn't know what that was going to be. I didn't realize that spot exploded on the first round of that when I went to film. Cause I was like, I thought I was going to be filming for a bit to try to get some, and then I was just going to cut it down to whatever part, but it right off the bat, it just went. I go, that was an easy video. Thank you for watching it, buddy. Yeah, man. I love watching the UFC, on the big fights, ordering it on ESPN Plus. It's those are very entertaining. I appreciate all fighters and those guys, you know, and having done some of that training, what they do for a living and the pressure, and you know, a lot of those guys don't make a lot of money unless they get up there. And it's a risky profession, you know. And even if you make it, you know, how long can you stay on top? It doesn't have the longevity of other sports in general, on average, I would say, which is why anybody that can stay there and fight for any duration of anything over a few years is remarkable in my mind up there, just because it's in that top level too. And you got everyone gunning for those big paydays. Dana took the WWE, Vince, and they had that meeting. He paid Vince, I'm sure, and I would be shocked if he didn't pay Vince. And I think Vince gave him the formula. And it works even better for fighting than it does for wrestling. Oh, I don't drink Gatorade. I don't recommend. I'm not a big fan of Gatorade. Sugar water. Pumplex City. I would say the finish at BCAAs would be superior to Gatorade with the electrolytes. And also getting the BCAAs and glutamine for recovery. Pumplex City is a non-stim pre-workout pump formula, which is, I still think, and it's calorie free on the Pumplex City with the cherry on that, you know, there's not sugar or calories. If you need something, you know, I think you're just better off staying away from that stuff in general. And that's not to say, you know, I think, that's for most people. I think if you're, you know, a long distance runner, there's certain situations where I think maybe having Gatorade could be beneficial. I'm not going to say it can't be, but I think the way it's marketed and for how most people, I mean, we used to have it at our baseball games, and I remember being a kid thinking like Gatorade, like it was healthy and that you couldn't over drink. And we would sit in the dugout. Me and all the guys, we'd usually have two of those medium sized Gatorades, probably 100 and something grams of sugar easily in those, just drinking them, sitting on our asses as we're playing the game. Because like baseball, the only time you're really doing anything is if you get a hit and you're running the bases, which is a very short period. Or, you know, you're playing it when we all – I played the whole game, always. But, like, it didn't warrant drinking two Gatorades every game and eating all these heavy sodium-filled flavored ranch, you know, sunflower seeds. Because we see our favorite players on TV doing it. Just putting mouthfuls of seeds in. I would just chew them up sometimes. Just chew them up and just spit them out. Like, then other times you're patient, you do the shell. And I remember I would just put big wads of seeds because I just wanted the flavor and the sodium in my mouth. Do that, spit them out, big thing of seeds, throw them in the trash, take a big swig of Gatorade, living the life. Go hit a home run, hit a dinger, come back and do it again, repeat. Yeah, gum is better if you're chewing a gum that doesn't have aspartame or sucralose. There are stevia gums, and those are the ones you want to chew. You drink three monsters a day. I'm going to say to just have a serving of the Wake Up Unlimited Energy or stick to black coffee. Why do wrestlers fear Haku? I love Haku. Haku loved Ryback. Haku is still has a Ryback shirt. I think Haku's great. He's the nicest. I've met him many times because his son, he's not him, Donnie Marlowe, I always call him, was at FCW, Camacho. And he was down at the shows quite regularly. New Zealand, thank you. All right, Sean, we're just going to block you. Good to see all of you in the chat, Instagram. We're under review again on Instagram to try to get the badges back. Instagram took away my badges after we were allowed to monetize the show on there. They've taken that away without explanation. And we've now submitted a second review. I don't understand it, but I do understand because there's a lot of weird stuff that happens. And so I go, how's it kind of, that's odd, doing a show on there that is about talking people. And it's usually health, fitness oriented, or a little bit of pro wrestling, entertainment. Like, it's a pretty harmless show. I go, that doesn't seem like that would be under their guidelines of like content that's not allowed. I go, because I see the chicks that loud that show their tits and ass being monetized all day long on there. I'm just like, am I a threat to society? I don't know. Yes, Jose, diet soda is bad, particularly the artificial sweeteners. Guys, there's no way to know who the toughest, most greatest legitimate fighter in wrestling is. You could hold a wrestling MMA contest, and you're probably going to get a different winner every time. Ryback, is any of your fan meet up with you? I actually, with a woman I know at the gym messaged me the other day. I actually got a messenger back with a special needs kid. I'm going to meet them at the gym sometime. I can't tomorrow. They wanted to do it tomorrow, but I got my treatments. So I got to figure out a day and time, but I don't like usually record that stuff. If we do it, just do it. Ryback, what do you think about people calling you a wannabe Goldberg ripoff? My career never continued past the point that it did. I think those people are the same people that are going to talk negative trash about everyone. I already know, and I know from people, and I know from being in the industry, and two entirely different wrestlers, it was never And I think more than proved that I was over at multiple points in my own way. So I'm not worried about that one. But those people are always going to talk are the people that never achieved anything in their lives. My career's not done yet. But even that, those people, I'm happy, man. And that's why I think bothers people is I'm happy. I'm so content with, even though I'm a physical actor, I played every role to the best of my ability with that. I'm not like, I'm happy. A lot of things worked out outside of my social media stuff being suppressed. I'm not happy. I want this stuff to be over with so I could just cut the cord completely. But they're the ones that won't let that happen. And I can't back down from it. But it doesn't bother me in that sense because I know it's not true. And I'm not, and I don't have to take shots. I think Bill's amazing, and I like Bill, and I've met Bill. He was very nice to me when we met. You know, it's, I'm not going to get caught up in that game. Those are just people that talk trash about everything. I think if you go and watch anything that I was involved in my era, and my reactions were the loudest or on top or as close to being pretty consistent for quite a while. So. And there were several guys. Daniel Bryan was another one. But, you know, I was in that conversation. So what more do you want? And I played my roles to perfection. I got booed as a heel. I got cheered as a babyface. Yeah, thank you, man. I appreciate that. I'm just the great response, and I'm just myself. And I think my personality is completely different. I think I'm very, from a comedic standpoint, and, you know, I think there's similar things that people will take. And people always compare. That's what fans do. And that's why, but like, I remember people would do that to new guys that come up, and they'd say, oh, they're trying to be another Ryback. And I'll just say, no, why don't you give them time and let them develop their personas, and rather than just being a lot of fans or people will just try to attack. It's crazy. It's such a crazy thing that happens. It's like if you're new in wrestling and you remind somebody of somebody, even though you're nothing like them, but they're just like, but for whatever reason you remind them of them, they get mad at you. It's like, Jesus Christ. It's just a reflection of people's mindset more than anything. So, and the key is not to let their negative shit mindset become yours. I've only met Rhino, I think, a couple times. He was very nice. I wasn't there when he was weird, though, when he was back full time. Yeah, caffeine. I love caffeine. And I've done my days where I don't do it when I fast in different points. And I love it, though. And I think I don't think there's anything wrong with it, especially if used in a responsible manner. And you have a general idea of the milligrams you're getting per day. Very beneficial. Very beneficial. I think some people, if they're sensitive to it, then you say, well, don't consume as much. And that's an individual thing where then you got to, like, maybe you could do like 100 or 200 milligrams a day, but you can't do 500. And you got to be aware of that and then make sure you don't overdo it. Teacrine is in our brain feed. Is a great energy supplement that is very different than caffeine, that can give you very clean energy. Asian ginseng also is another thing. The brain feed and the Asian ginseng's in the Wake Up Limited Energy. But if they could, even if they took like a quarter scoop of the Wake Up with the brain feed, that would be a hell of an energy combination with the ingredients at a much smaller dosage form. Thank you, Jay. Hey, Justin, good to see you, bud. Yeah, if your buddy wants to send out the IC belt to the PO box, as long as he has everything, I'll know if there's an envelope in there. I'll make sure to go up to the if it's not going to fit in the PO box, so I'm going to have to pick it up from the thing. I'll just make sure I go at a time. Once I know that it's in, I'll just make sure I go. There's certain times I could go. where it's not going to be as busy, hopefully. And if it is, I'll just have to wait until it's not. But things haven't been as bad the times I've been in there since everything's kind of got back to normal here. So, yeah, definitely you can go ahead and send it. Yeah, I don't think vaping has any – I don't think vaping and healthy belong in the same sentence. Thank you, Israel. I hope you like it, my man. Thank you for supporting. I truly believe the best supplements on the planet. He's an analyst for a rock star that makes Grand Theft Auto. We might have to get you in the game. Yeah, let's do that. I'll do the voiceover. I want to, if not in the actual game, I'm okay being in the game though. People always tell me I need to be doing voice stuff, which I don't know if I should get offended. And I'm like, well, I'm a pretty good looking guy too, right? Can show my face. That would be pretty funny. I'm just a thug in the game that just beats the shit out of people. I shell shock them. That's the go-to move. Fist of Fury followed by a shell shock. Instagram, thank everybody. Thank you guys for watching TikTok. You got to join the members deal here on YouTube. I don't know where they have that. There should be a button on the page, though, to join as a member, become a Rybacker. That would be, I'd be the final boss of the game. It would be Bully Ryback with the vest, jeans and a vest with Ryback rules. And we could do it all because it's my name, and I will own the trademark come February. I'm cool with that, Justin, if we could, we got to work that out, but it would be Ryback in a vest for sure. Preferably working near a strip club in the game. Maybe a bouncer at the strip club in the game. Guys, you could ask all the questions in the world. I don't care. Like, as far as that, like, who would win? 80s Hawk or 2000s Lesnar? Guys, those are questions that only people like you are going to ask. Those two will sit in a bar and drink beer laughing at the questions. And there's no idea. I saw last night it was a little odd. I'm wondering what's going to happen with Keith Lee. There's something going on with all of that situation. Something ain't right. It's never a good thing. And also with Karrion Kross, which we'll have to wait and see what they do with all of that. But it's because winning and losing does matter. And that's why, like, Roman doesn't lose that much. Cena doesn't lose that much. Brock doesn't lose that much. Like, there's winning and losing does matter. But at the same time, you can lose as long as you win the right matches. And, like, I won a ton of matches. My win-loss record was once I turned the heel, I had a very bad pay-per-view record, which was bad because I lost big matches more than I won, even though I did win some big matches. But that was always, that was as far as that role. And that was, as far as getting to that next level, you got to win the bigger ones more often than you lose them. Or if you do lose, you got to come back and get a big win. Like, it's not rocket science by any means. But I've never seen anybody lose their debut that they've done anything of significance with. So that's where I'm curious to see what's going to happen with Kross. Because not to say that it can't happen, because it very easily can. You never know why they do anything. And it's all, like I said, it's all physical acting. So at the end of the day, but as long as you're involved and you play the role to the best of your ability, but there's just certain things that work and don't work, but you never know, like, the backstory on anything going on. And, you know, I think too, Jeff Hardy re-signed a new contract, and that was a favor to Jeff. Things like that happen. not to say that is what happened, but it's just, we'll have to wait and see. I was always a fan of Haku when I was younger. You guys, if you do ask questions, I ask, just please try to use complete sentences. Please. I love you guys. Make it a little easier for me. Tony says, I wonder who would give the best promos between you and John. It depends if they're written or not written. As far as, so a true story, and we'll end on this for today's show. When I was, when I turned heel and was working with John, I was very frustrated because the promos, I thought it would have, was going to be a great period for me to showcase my ability to speak. And I had no problem reading written lines and make it in my own. John, I know, was concerned, and this is a true story. John would come in there when I would go into the writer's room, and they would tell me, they wouldn't let me, I have the promos. There were a couple that was pretty lengthy. They did not want me saying anything back to John to counter John looking good. And I just remember thinking, like, I go, not only is this going on now from a physical standpoint on the booking, it's now verbal. And it was what it was. And I remember just being in there, just, you don't, there's nothing you could do outside the sense. And I've gone off and done some promos where I've gone off the script a bit and got great reactions. And I got in trouble in the sense that they took promo time away. And it, it's very frustrating when you're taught act and react, and improv was always such a big part of the game at times. And it is what it is. But, you know, if they don't want you to come across a certain way. And again, I understand, too, you got business. But a true professional is, in being the heel, is, yeah, I'm going to zing you back, but you're going to zing me last, right? You'll get the last word. You'll get the last pop. You'll get the best of me at the end. But you got to give me my moments. And that was something, they weren't giving me my moments in that, and they purposely took them away. And that little stuff, and that was frustrating in a lot of ways. And if you've ever watched me and know, it's, you know. But everything happens for a reason. Went out, we did business, I did what was asked. And, you know, hopefully there's other opportunities down the line where that's not the case. And then people will see, they go, oh, what a crock that was back then, you know? So our Shell Shock Extreme Fat Burner is our bestseller. The Big Guy Testosterone Booster and the Wake Up Unlimited Energy. Those three are the big three. I like cauliflower wings. I don't buy cauliflower too often though, but I don't not like cauliflower. All right, guys, with that, we got to wrap up. The dogs they've gotten up out of their seats from their little nap, and which means they're ready. And I don't want to say the word because he's going to come in, and little guy gets antsy if I don't get him out of the house. So thank you very much for listening, watching. We're on all podcast platforms, as always. And Feed Me More Nutrition, feedmemore.com. You can save 20% with discount code RYBACKSHOW20. Your love and support is greatly appreciated. If you like me, I ask, just try the supplements. And I think more often than not, we have something for everyone that you're gonna find that could be beneficial or beneficial to you or someone you love or know. So with that, guys, thank you, thank you, thank you. Have a good evening. And stay hungry. Feed me more.